dine at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and Miss Shan. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2012 as we celebrate the birthday of jazz legend Thelonious Monk with our special guest, Dave Shale. Dr. Pearl offers some much-needed advice to Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the gang plays So What's Your Question? It all happens this hour on 12th Street Jump.
Now please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl MacDonald and Pete Weber.
Oh my.
Hi.
I feel so welcome.
Nedra has that ability.
I know. It's good to see everybody tonight. Glad to have you with us. We've got a great show tonight,
Pearl. Thelonious Monk.
I know. We got some great tunes. We got some great players. And of course, the best house band in the business,
in
as
the
always,
business.
Is in the house.
You know, there's something I want you to check out, though, Pete, before
What's
we
that?
Get this thing jumping. Two guns owned by gangsters Bonnie and Clyde sold at a New Hampshire auction for more than $500,000.
Ooh.
The two guns. If Bonnie and Clyde were alive today, they'd have to rob a bank to buy their own guns.
You know, the Springtown, Texas school district has decided to allow teachers to spank students of the opposite sex as long as they have the parents' permission.
Okay.
True story. Yeah, several teachers applauded the decision, having gotten their degrees from Texas S&M.
Well, speaking of Texas, Willie Nelson is working on a new memoir filled with never-before-heard stories about his life. Unfortunately, many of them are also never-before-remembered.
What? And you can smoke the pages it's written on, probably. Well, everybody remembers the great jazz pianist Bud Powell. Here's Joe, Mike, and Tyrone with a tune Thelonious Monk wrote in Powell's honor, In Walk Bud. Thank you. This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of one of the giants of American music, Thelonious Monk. Born in North Carolina and named after his father, yep, there were two Thelonious Monks. He moved to New York City with his mother and two younger siblings to the Midtown Manhattan neighborhood he'd call home his entire life.
In the early 1940s, Monk landed a gig with the house band at Minton's, a famous club in Harlem, where he met Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, and Miles Davis. Together, these musicians were at the forefront of the birth of bebop and modern jazz.
Monk felt that people didn't understand his music, and he had long periods of near poverty, as he wrote and recorded many jazz standards. Monk's Dream, Ruby My Dear, Straight No Chaser, and the classic Round Midnight were just some of his greatest hits. One of only five jazz musicians ever featured on the cover of Time magazine, Monk was truly an American original.
We're going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that Thelonious Monk made famous. To help us get that done, we're going to enlist the help of our friend of 12th Street Jump, sax player Dave Shale.
Yeah. Welcome to 12th Street Jump.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad that microphone works. We're celebrating a piano guru, and we bring in an awesome sax player. What's up with that?
Well, I mean, you know, Monk's influence, he influenced everybody, you know, any of any instrument. And actually, you know, when I think about Monk, I think about a couple of my favorite recordings that include my one of my heroes, John Coltrane. You know, Monk did some great recordings with Train, and you know, Train has been very influential on my playing. So, you know, it's cool to hear them together, and
it's a cool trickle down effect. In other words,
absolutely. You know, and it's interesting to hear Train when he first started playing with Monk. You could tell that he was not quite as comfortable as he was later on, just because Monk's approach and playing were so unusual.
You know? Gotcha. And later on tonight, we're going to be playing one of your favorite tunes.
Yeah. I think we're doing Evidence later on, and one of my favorite Monk Train recordings is the Live at Carnegie Hall that was released, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and they play Evidence on there. So, and Evidence is fun. Nobody ever calls that on gigs, you know. So it'll be. I'm really looking forward to playing that with these cats later on. So,
well, we're really looking forward to when people start bootlegging the Live at 12th Street Jump Dave Shale episode.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to happen right away.
Well, we're going to get you on that sax right away. Hey, Joe, what tune are we starting with?
Yeah, this is a tune that Monk wrote that isn't often played, but we're going to try to make the most of it. This is called Bemptious Swing.
Thank you.
Hale, ladies and gentlemen, with the 12th Street Jump Band.
All right, now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice. 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy, all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your problems, well, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself. Our resident psychologist will fix your mental health. If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Are you ready, Dr. Pearl?
Yes, I am. What do we have?
We're going to tackle some serious issues today.
Always do.
Our first letter is from Joe in Washington, D.C. Joe in Washington writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I need your help to get ready for my debate with Paul Ryan. I can't compete with his Hollywood looks. He's like Eddie Munster's handsome uncle, while I look more like Freddy Krueger's stunt double. People say he's a budget genius, and I can't even figure out the tip when I pay for Obama's lunch. Dr. Pearl, after that first debate, I need a zinger, or at least something that won't get bleeped. Can you help me?"
Oh, yes, Joe from Washington, D.C. I can and I shall help you. You're worrying about the wrong things. Eddie Monster's uncle, I don't think would be that attractive of a character. I'm worried about your self-esteem, so you got to gear up for this event. Get ready. Let me help you out. I see you're scared of Ryan. That man's a master debater. No one understands you, Joe, not even a translator. To win this debate thing, get your head out of your butt. Just nod your head for yes or no and keep your big mouth shut.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Paul's got better hair.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And to him, you're just a chair.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
But he wants to take your Medicare. Lucky for you, your wife is a doctor.
Okay, our next letter is from Arnold in Hollywood.
Who?
I think that's Arnold in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, he writes,
"Dear Dr. Pearl, I'm back and I have a new book where I totally recall everything bad I ever did. Like, lie to my wife Maria about having heart surgery. I was going to tell her it was a tattoo. And having an affair with Brigitte Nielsen, so what? Wouldn't you? And if you did, could I watch? So what? My daddy was a Nazi. If I was him, I would have at least stopped Eva Braun, wouldn't you? And if you did, would you take pictures for my next book? Does that make me a bad man?
Yes. I don't even know what stuffed Eva Braun means. And as far as Brigitte Nielsen is concerned, vote's still out on whether that's a man or a woman, so I could have had an affair. And I'm just saying, you have messed up. We're amazed you could write a book, but I digress. You need help. I'm here to give you some. You were the Terminator, a Mr. Universe. But now your abs are flabby and your lies are even worse. We loved your movies, like Conan the Barbarian. Too bad you're just a horny dog who needs a veterinarian.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Your apologies don't work.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
So wipe off the stupid smirk.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
You're the jerk and clean and jerk. And the dumb and dumbbell.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
So if you've got problems, Dr. Pearl's playing your song.
You know, it's amazing that both these questions tonight require me to tell the men to just stay quiet.
Well, don't go anywhere. There's
Please
more to come right it. Here on 12th Street Jump.
Live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, for decades, 12th Street in Kansas City has been the place to be for jazz musicians and great jazz music. At joints like the Reno Club, they'd stay up all night trying to learn each other's licks and outplay each other in sessions they called cutting contests.
We're keeping that tradition alive here on 12th Street with a little cutting contest of our own. Now, nobody gets cut. It's just a chance to hear two great players trading riffs and taking the music further. Please welcome this week's cutting contestant, Nick Rowland.
Thank you very much.
Nick, it is great to have you here. Where are you from, Nick? Hometown.
Well, I'm from Olathe, Kansas.
So another Kansas area saxophone player?
Yep, you got it.
And there's a sweet history of a couple of other famous saxophone players from that side of the river, if you will.
Plenty of them in this area.
Plenty of them. Charlie Parker?
Yeah.
Bobby Watson?
Yeah.
Are you going to take their spot, Nick?
Those are some big shoes. I don't know about all that.
Well, to start filling those shoes, when did you start playing?
I started playing when I was 12 years old, so probably 16 years ago.
Jeez. 16, yeah, okay. What made you pick up the saxophone?
I always thought the saxophone was a cool instrument. My dad was always playing it when I was younger and enjoyed listening to it, and I always just thought, that's what I'm going to do when I'm a little older, so.
Well, I have to tell you, Nick, it is a cool instrument. You made a wise choice there.
Yeah.
Now, you play in Sansibel.
Yes.
Which is?
Sansibel is my own jazz quintet. We play a lot of hard bop, stuff from the Blue Note era.
And you also play in a band called The Goodfoot.
The Goodfoot, that's right. That's a Motown soul band based here in Kansas City. And that group works a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. So you have, in your 16 years on the saxophone, enjoyed the fun as well as the coolness.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You still got time to get that cool there, Nick. All right, Joe, what do we have for our cutting contestant this week?
All right, this is a tune that these guys are going to do battle on that Monk wrote based on the chord changes to Gershwin's I've Got Rhythm. Monk called this Rhythm Aning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think our President Obama had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Romney won the first debate. Now he's the candidate to beat. The first debate went to Romney. Even his grandkids thought he was neat. Until Grandpa Mitty told the kiddies there'd be no more Sesame Street.
Grouch.
What?
No more Beach Boys reunion. Their concert dates were just a teaser. Oh, the Beach Boy days are finished. Those good vibrations are in the freezer. The surf and safari's over since they all became beach geezers.
Sick was Justin Bieber. On stage, he let it spray. His fans didn't mind the puking. They sold it on eBay.
I guess I'm just a Phillips. In a world of flathead screws.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Okay, here's Dave Schell with the song that he enjoys and the band. It's another Monk original loosely based on the standard Just You, Just Me. Let's listen to Evidence.
Thank you.
Now, besides Thelonious Monk, we celebrate birthdays this week of pianist, composer Abdullah Ibrahim and Mos Allison. It's birthday week of bass player Ray Brown, who cut so many great tracks with pianist Oscar Peterson. Drummers Ed Blackwell and Billy Higgins celebrate birthdays this week, along with Art Blakey, founder of the Jazz Messengers and lifelong friend of Monk's. It's birthday week, trumpeters Cecil Bridgewater and Harry Sweets Edison, pianist Junior Mance, and multi-instrumentalist Youssef Lateef. And we pay tribute this week to one of Monk's stride piano heroes, the great Art Tatum, born this week back in 1909. It all happened this week in jazz. Now don't go anywhere, because we're going to be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come and catch and check your hats on me, this joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. Here in Kansas City, check out the Blue Room at the 18th and Vine Jazz District, or the Green Lady Lounge. Boston jazz fans dig Schuller's or the Beehive. Trios is your place in South Bend. And in Lansing, Michigan, it's always cool at the Exchange. South Florida hipsters stop by the WDNA Jazz Gallery, while Pittsburgh fans enjoy hanging out at the Crawford Grill. Have a drink and kick back and let the music wash over you at the Candlelight Lounge in Trenton, New Jersey. And out Ohio way, you know, check in for a good time at Jazz Central in Dayton or the Degage Jazz Club in Toledo. Out in the desert southwest, it can be hot at times, but not as hot as the music going down at the Nash in Phoenix or Bobby's in Scottsdale. In Seattle, the place to be is the Jazz Alley. And further north, warm up with a dose of blues at the Taproot in Anchorage. Wherever you are, get out to support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Monk wrote it, and Mike Farrell added lyrics. Carmen McRae recorded it, and now here's our own Nedra Dixon to sing, Well, You Needn't.
You're talking so sweet, well, you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well, you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now. You're dressing with cards, well, you needn't. You're holding your sass, well, you needn't. You think you're a gas, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now. It's over now, it's over now. You've had your fun, so take a bow. You ought to know you lost the glow. The beat is slow, the shadows grow, the lights are low. It's time to go, let's close the show down. You're taking off weight, well, you needn't. You're looking just great, well, you needn't. You're setting the bait, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now. needn't. It's more of the same, well, you needn't. You're coming off lame, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now. You're bending my ear, well, you needn't. You're calling me dear, well, you needn't. You're acting sincere, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now. It's over now, it's over now. Don't want a scene, don't need a row. You had your day, a matinee, you had a stray. You know they say you're gonna pay, you gotta pay, so find a way out. You say that you'll try, well, you needn't. You say you won't lie, well, you needn't. You're starting to cry, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now. It's over now, it's over now. It's over now, it's over now. It's over now.
You may dig his music, but just how well do you know Thelonious Monk? Well, it's time to test your jazz knowledge with a little game we call...
So what's your question?
What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how far and when.
It's So What's Your Question, the show that puts the answer first and the question last, just like Jim Lear trying to run a debate. Now, here's your host, the man with all the answers but none of the questions, Bobo Weber.
Good evening, cats and kittens, and welcome to So What's Your Question? Pearl, let's meet this week's contestant.
She's a local hog farmer who's behind the bacon shortage. She likes men who pig out, hog the spotlight, and ham it up. Please welcome Porgy DeRozzi.
Hi, Dodo.
That's Bobo. So, Porky, tell the folks at home why they're having so much trouble finding bacon in the grocery store.
Lady Gaga's new dress.
Oh. Pearl, tell Porky this week, so what's your question categories?
I'm happy to, Brillo. This week's categories are In Walked Bud, Out Went Miller, Felonious Thelonious, and Straight No Razor.
I'll try Straight No Razor for 50 ho-ho.
All right, the answer is 4-in-1. So, what's your question?
Oh, that's easy. What Monk composition, first recorded in 1951, was built on 16 notes?
Oh, I'm sorry. The answer is 4-in-1. The question is, what does Pamela Anderson want for her birthday? Okay, Porky, pick another category.
How about Felonious Thelonious for 50?
Okay, the answer is Ask Me Now. So, what's your question?
I got it. What song from the 1965 Columbia album Solo Monk is considered to be one of his most beautiful ballads?
Ooh, that was this close. The answer is Ask Me Now. The question is, what will Mitt Romney tell reporters about his tax returns on the day after the election?
Oh.
And you know what that sound means, don't you? It's daily double time. Now, you have 10 seconds to complete the following well-known phrases. Ready?
Bring it on. Ready.
Great. Here it goes. You can't always get what you...
voted for.
Correct. You can fool some of the people...
with political polls!
Correct. Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky...
blame Obama!
Judges? No, sorry. That's all the time we have. Thanks for playing!
So what's your question? What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how far and when.
All right, let's bring back Dave Shale and Nick Rowland to play a Monk classic, Straight No Chaser. We'll be right back.
And that's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guest, Dave Shale, and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supply the vocals. Chad Mize records and masters the show, with a little help from production assistant Brenna Hayes. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang and produced by Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, find us online at Facebook and Twitter or follow me at 12th Street Pete to stay hip on what's happening. And be sure to join us next week when we celebrate the music of Lee Konitz with our special guest, Rob Sheps. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumpin'.